Global Intifada, bringing you current affairs through revolutionary and protest music from around the world.
Every Thursday afternoon from 5 till 6 on 3CR.
Because music is our bomb. Welcome to Music for the Global Intifada, coming to you from the 3CR studio on the stolen lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to all First Nations people, in particular Wurundjeri elders, past and present. We acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded and defend all acts of resistance by First Nations people to the ongoing illegal occupation here and across so-called Australia. Meet us on the front line and off to the tent embassy.
This program aims to highlight diverse forms of resistance to systemic oppression, and it's a space in which we challenge fascism, racism, sexism, homo/transphobia, and other forms of prejudice indicative of dominant patriarchal and quiarchal systems. Subsequently, content of this program may contain confronting themes and explicit language. If this is likely to offend you, please tune out for the next hour whilst this program airs.
Now we welcome to Global Intifada this week on 3CR. You're listening on 855 AM or online on 3cr.org.au. So we have a bit of a heavy show today, so we're going to be remembering some massacres that occurred, some anniversaries of genocide and whatnot. So just a big heads up that if you're not up for that today, that's all good. We'll be on until 6 when we're thinking about that sort of stuff. Obviously, we're going to start off with some First Nations track, which we did, which was No More Boomerang by Coloured Stone. And we're going to play a few more First Nations tracks just to be remembering the ongoing genocide, the First Nations people here, the ongoing struggle and resistance. And we are going to play a track by Robbie Thorpe, which is Genocide Equals Ecocide. So have a listen.
You've been indoctrinated with the idea that this is an empty land and no one existed here prior to them being there. This is what the idea of Terra Nova, that's an indoctrination, right? And being imposed on the minds of people for years and years and years, generations. You know, even the word Aboriginal. Why is that different from the word original? What's this ab mean? Yeah, if you put the word, two letters ab, in front of the word use, you put the words ab, or the letters ab, in front of the word normal. You know, it's easy to understand original title rather than aboriginal title, you know? It's by design why you're so ignorant about our people's history. It's the whole idea of colonisation, this deluded sense of superiority, why you've got some sort of right to have this land. God-given right to have this land. And greed is a very powerful thing. It's what's motivated this whole destruction of our people, the theft of this land, and the destruction of the environment. It's all about greed. Greed underpins racism. It's all about greed. And if you're noting about the original people's law of this land, it's about sharing. Basically, that was it. Sharing and caring. That's for the people and the land. It's a diametrically opposed system of operating, way of life. Ours is a sustainable one. This one's going to hell. You know, we have standards and aspirations way beyond this peasantry here, what we live in. And we have a standard of living and a quality of life that will never, ever be achieved again on this planet. So you really can't help us get to where we were prior to being colonised. Now, we had a status of health that could never be achieved ever again. Just too much has gone. Now, the species depletion, the destruction of the environment, we're not even going to get to that point again on this planet.
Red, luck, love, passion, aggression and war. Red stained earth, crime scene, blood stained floor. Ruby red lips, red the planet's core. Stop, warning, danger to all. Red the colour of sunsets and roses, embraces, kisses and Shakespearean sonnets and proses. Red the colour of summer, yabbies freshly cooked, juicy and fat. Red the colour of a tourist's sunburnt back. Red bark trees, red waratah, red stop signs, mischief and anarchy. Yellow fire, substance, ever luminous source of energy. School bus, yellow walk sign, radiation, yellow cake. We are the children of the sun and we will decide our own fate. Created by love, breathing against hate. Yellow is a colour Picasso couldn't even make. Prisoners in concentration camps wore yellow armbands. Now these same people hold a monopoly over politically divided lands. Yellow ochre, provider of life, rolling dunes and shifting sands. Wattles, daisies and daffodils bounded by unprovoked hands. Lemon, salt and tequila, lemon, chicken, lemon and lime. Spineless, yellow-bellied, frill-neck lizard and waster of time. Black, space, fade to black, rewind. Black leather, black lace, black shoes and black tie. Little black dress, clear black night sky. Black spray across the clouds, bats regroup and fly high. Misery, spiritually gifted, even gothic. Our society puts black before the name of the day to commemorate an event that was catastrophic. Black, the colour of the oppressed. Also the colour of sophistication, fine suit and pressed. Black power, black coffee, black ink, fertile black soil. Black tar, black board, black gold, digging for oil. Black queen, Nefertiti, Truganini and Mum Shirl. Black, the colour of priests of highest esteem in ancient Greece. Black symbol on white paper equals peace. Black Friday, A-Day, a whole black week. You stay white, they I'll be black. The beat up on colour exposes flaws in an argument that is slack. Black forever under attack, the quintessential underdog, simple as that. I was told that black was a shade and not really a colour at all. For people, colours mean many things. For me, they mean much more. These colours define me my whole life long. They remind me ever so rightly that I do belong.
G'day, my name is Margie Thorpe. You are listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 on your dial.
If only you could see what this all means.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't wanna believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough and better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga, new day, same rich. Nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter.
If only you could see what you're doing to me. Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and not walk on by for the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. Unwillingness to believe for the nightmare that this time dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming the better ways of a better day and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with a little bit of love. Come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters.
Baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it.
Family.
Your Black Lives Matters.
You're on Global Intifada on 3CR, and we were just listening to a track by Jimbla and Ellie Mae with Black Lives Matter. And before that, we were listening to a track by Lorna Munro called Colours. Lorna Munro is also part of Radio Skid Row up in Sydney, so you can have a listen to that online. There's also some really deadly spoken word poetry that she does that you can hear on there too. And we're going to be continuing to play some more tracks. But of course you can tune in to a few First Nation shows on 3CR. So if you look at the website 3cr.org.au, you can look at. But the next track that we're going to be playing is for the Srebrenica massacre, which happened from the 11th to the 22nd of July in 1995. And so that was the killing of thousands and thousands of Bosnian Muslims. And that was done by the army there as well. And of course, there was like ongoing torture and killings and whatnot of people, and people are still displaced to this day. So it's definitely something that we want people to remember. So we're going to be listening to the track by Fundamental and Ala Ferovic. Welcome back to Global Intifada on 3CR. So we were just listening to a track by Fundamental and Alma Fulvik with Srebrenica Massacre. And as I mentioned before, that occurred on the 11th to the 22nd of July in 95. And each year we always play a song to remember what happened to people there. You can always look up online for all the different types of information you can find about it, but people are still displaced to this day because of these sorts of acts of violence against people. We're going to be also remembering another massacre that occurred in July. This one is a massacre against the Tamils in Sri Lanka, and so that's from the 24th of July, 83, and that's when heaps of riots broke out in Colombo where Tamils were targeted, and there was burning of people, of places. Anything you could imagine is probably what happened, and that was all done against the Tamils with the support of the Sri Lankan state. There also was people who were released from prison who were extremely violent, who were, you know, told to harm people and kill people and things like this. So it was definitely like an organised thing, as you can imagine. So just for a bit of background on that situation. So obviously Sri Lanka was colonised by Britain, and then I think it was in 1948 they got their independence. But, you know, shortly after that, you know, within a few years, it really became a country which prioritised it for the Sinhalese Buddhist majority and not really for anybody else. And there was a lot of discrimination towards the Tamils, especially when the language was replaced from English to Sinhala. And then there became a Sinhala-only act, which meant that there was nothing written in Tamil or English or anything else, even though these other languages were used. And so the Tamil community in different areas, you know, requested and demanded that even their buses would have Tamil on them, especially in the Tamil areas, which was refused by the fascist state. So then people were putting tar over the license plates and other things, so then there would just be no letters. And then the punishment for that was that people then died in tar, one of the cruel ways to end somebody's life. Some other things that also happened was around education for Tamils, that they needed to get a higher entrance score, and this was around the 70s, to get into university, and that was compared to like the Sinhalese-speaking students. There was also lots of banning of Tamil language, media, books, music, things like this. And in the constitution, they also made that Sri Lanka was a Buddhist state. And probably a really significant thing that happened was that in 1981, when the Jaffna Public Library was burnt and they lost basically everything, and that was done with support by the state as well. So there's a lot of things that went on there. You know, so many people lost their lives, and till this day there's been no justice. Probably never will be. It's probably a good time to listen to a track thinking about that. And we're going to be listening to a track called Esai Priya, which is about a Tamil journalist who was tortured and murdered. She often produced shows around the LTTE, but also around the Tamil struggle and things like this, so she was a huge target. So we'll have a listen to this track, and it is by Kadumaram Mila Iri. So have a listen.
பட்டு நெட்டிக்காரி சந்தேகம் என்ன சொல்லி சத்தியமாய் தீர்த்து வைப்பே கந்தகத்தை சுமந்த வண்டி கரும்புலிகள் ஆளும் கடலின் விந்தைகளை சொல்லிவிடத்தான் விரும்புதடிய மனசு ஆளும் கடலின் விந்தைகளை சொல்லிவிடத்தான் விரும்புதடிய மனசு சுமந்த வண்டி கரும்புலிகள் ஆளும் கடலின் விந்தைகளை சொல்லிவிடத்தான் விரும்புதடிய மனசு தூங்குமா
So, here you are, too foreign for home, too foreign for here, never enough for both. Ijuoma umebinyo, Diaspora Blues.
What makes you smile and adds a spring to your step? What does it mean to belong? And how do we build a home away from home?
Diaspora Blues is a show that contemplates what is and what could be. Join Busto and Bigwa every Monday at 2:30 on 3CR Community Radio.
Produced by Ayan.
Freedom, I don't meet him. Where's your freedom? This one needs a brand new freedom. Weed and the key. Weed and the key to life. Let's beat them. Weed them smartphones, don't beat them. Borders, what's up with that? Politics, what's up with that? Police shots, what's up with that? Identities, what's up with that? Your privilege, what's up with that? Broke people, what's up with that? Broke people, what's up with that? The realness, what's up with that? The new world, what's up with that? I'm gonna keep up on all that.
Guns blows doors to the system. Yeah, fuck them when we say we're not with them. We solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western. Yeah, guns blows doors to the system. Yeah, fuck them when we say we're not with them. We solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western.
Your value.
And you're back on Global Intifada, and we just heard a pretty nice track by MIA called Borders. And before that, we heard a track called Isai Priya by Kadu Maram Milay Iri. So just talking before about the massacre and the ethnic cleansing of Tamils in Sri Lanka and the anniversary, the 24th of July, 83, when there started to be riots and burning of peoples and whatnot in Sri Lanka. You can keep up to date with some things that are going on with the Tamil community through the Tamil Refugee Council. You can have a look at them online. There is an ongoing struggle for Tamil refugees and those displaced as well, so good to have a bit of a look up on that. Now we're going to be playing some tracks in support of the ongoing resistance of the people of West Papua. I don't think that there's a specific massacre that I know of in July there, but I'm sure that there is. It's been such an ongoing struggle for the West Papuan people. I think it's been nearly 30 years. And of course, it's such an unknown situation there. There's no journalists. It's reported about very seldomly. And obviously, you know, in the past it was a so-called Dutch colony, and now it's been controlled by Indonesia. And as you may or may not know, you know, there's lots of mining going on there, there's lots of natural resources, gold and things like this, so the people of West Papua really suffer from heaps of companies coming in and ruining their land, harming their people. So thinking of supporting all the West Papuan brothers and sisters out there, we're going to be listening to a track by Ereleki with Full Freedom. Have a listen.
Thank you. Marae. One skin, one tradition, one culture. Full freedom. Full freedom.
The hidden faces of indigenous resistance. The indigenous people of West Papua have fought a desperate and courageous war against the brutal regime of the Indonesian government. Indonesia sent thousands of migrant workers into West Papua who displaced indigenous people from their land and livelihood. West Papuans were forced to flee as refugees. Ignored by the international community, the resistance movement has been operating for 30 years, waging guerrilla warfare from its jungle bases. Indigenous people of West Papua continue to fight for their independence.
Kami akan melanjutkan peperangan.
Global Intifada, on 3CR 8:45 AM or on 3cr.org.au. So we just finished with a track called Indigenous Resistance by jungle bass Dr. Das. I really enjoyed that song, so hope you do too. And Anna was mentioning the ongoing struggle by the West Papuan people, the ongoing genocide for them, and you can also keep up to date around West Papua. You can listen to the Voice of West Papua on 3CR, so that's 6:30 to 7:30 on Tuesdays. Find out some ways about supporting the West Papuan people and their fight for resistance. So coming to the end of the show, but I thought we might as well be playing some songs around Palestine, thinking about the ongoing struggle there as well. So we're going to be playing an old but a good track by the Sivering Group with A Letter from an Exiled. Enjoy.
تحت الغروب وأهدي وأعرف أمامك وأقول الوداع نلتقي في ذات يوم
are Palestinian scarves, and they're a symbol of support for justice for the Palestinian people. Buying one will support the last remaining factory in Hebron that makes kefirs, and all proceeds from the sales support projects in Palestine, especially Gaza, as well as local solidarity organizations. From the traditional black and white kefir to an array of modern designs, all scarves are just $30 each. Explore the range and order online, or drop by 3CR during business hours. Wear your support for the rights of Palestinians. Go to kufias.org.au. That's kufias.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
You're on Global Intifada, and we are going to be finishing up pretty soon for today. Thought we'd be ending the show with a few songs for Palestine, but probably just have one left. Just, of course, you can always look up some information on Palestine on electronicintifada.net. Of course, there's a lot of struggle going on there right now around settlements being built, or they're trying to be building settlements, and the ongoing struggle for people in their daily lives. It's a lot of resistance from the people, which is amazing, especially around situations that have been going on recently. So definitely do keep up to date through Electronic Intifada. They have great updates, and they also have their Electronic Intifada podcast, which has some really good stuff on it as well. So we're going to go out with the track Free Palestine by a group called Genocide from Bosnia Herzegovina. Enjoy.
Gaza.
Genocide. Free Palestine. Free Palestine.
You know, Hamas, if you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israel, because they wanted Hamas to counteract Yasser Arafat. Then we have election, then Hamas becomes dominant, so we have to kill him. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Revolution, free the oppressed, and put the real criminals under arrest. From the north to the south, east to the west, put your fist up, time for protest. Free Palestine from the Zionist blitz. No war, it's a massacre, they murdering kids. Superpowers talk shit with their hands in their pockets, while Israel keep dropping prosperous rockets. But genocide, Hamas, they beat the blame, cause they fight for the freedom of their people and domain. All we see is terrorism, an excuse for the slain. So I say, motherfuck what your TV proclaim. Over 1,000 murder civilians, but all that you hear is that they murder some militants. Obama, don't speak, give your guns civilians. We know that your cats don't support the Palestinians. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commends. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commends. Middle East, rise up, we need to rebel. The wrong queen is being killed by the infidel. Living life in a cage, the war like a cell. And you question the rage, hate for Israel. Let's take it back to a well-known fact. When you encouraged Hamas to rise against Arafat, radicalize a group to attack, and now you wanna wipe out a group that you back. Why don't you speak about that on the news, and the people can decide which side they wanna choose. But the media's control, and they mold all your views, and they won't accuse the Jews of human rights abuse. In 48 they made a forced nation, the plantation began evacuation. For Palestine we have an obligation to do what we can to end the occupation. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commends. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commends.
Gaza, a city under siege from Israeli forces. In Gaza, over 1 million Palestinians live under the gun, and most of the guns are Israeli. The danger we were in didn't come from the Palestinians. Israel has turned Gaza into a battlefield.
Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commends. Come on now, everybody make a difference. This ain't a military war, they kill infants. No benevolence, no defense. Free Palestine from what the world commends.
The weapons being used to kill so many Palestinians are American weapons.
When I was new to Melbourne, I found a Food Not Bombs flyer on the road, and I had like this fist with a carrot and carrots are my favourite vegetable. Yeah, I think they were asking for help doing stuff and I got in touch.
We, I guess, rescue food
that would otherwise go to waste.
I like the aspect of sharing food and not making anyone feel obligated to pay anything for it.
We make a real point at Food Not Bombs of involving everyone who wants to be involved in whichever part they want to be involved in.
For more information, go to fnbmelb.noblogs.org. Food Not Bombs is a 3CR supporter. Food Not Bombs.
Salam Habibi.
Salam Habibti.
This is Marushti and Lukman from Salam Radio Show.
Tune in on Sundays from 4 till 5 p.m. on 3CR for some modern Arabic mazika.
Salam Radio Show will be bringing you every week a surge of new, modern and reinterpreted sounds of Arabic mazika, ranging from trap, rap, hip-hop, pop, R&B, experimental, ambient and electronic music.
Yalla Habibna.
Shu natrin.
Join us every Sunday on Salam Radio Show.
Mainstreaming Arabic Mazika.
Salam alaikum.